Hi, my name is Daniel, and welcome to Mobile Buzz. Today we are talking about the Motorola Razr and its spin-off. The first Razr came out in 2004 for Singular and has slowly expanded to other carriers like T-Mobile. So far, the Razr V3 and V3C are the only Razr flip phones being branded and sold by carriers. Verizon and Alta have acquired the Razr V3C and are working their butts off to promote it. The Razr's slim form factor and specifically designed keypad has spread to many aspects of wireless phones produced by Motorola. Just recently, Singular has introduced the Sliver. It's a candy bar-styled phone with more features than the Razr. And T-Mobile has introduced the Pebble. Both phones have the Razr's thin, laser-cut keypad and small form factor. The Pebble isn't exactly as thin as the other two, but it's very small. It fits in the palm of your hand. And it's got very interesting outside color ID, external color ID. Both phones are thin, but the Sliver is actually thinner than the Razr. Soon to come are the Razr V3i, V3x, Razr Z, and the W220. The V3i has iTunes preloaded, a 1.23 megapixel camera, video capabilities, Bluetooth, just like all other Razr phones, removable memory, and Motorola's Screen 3 technology. Screen 3 is a data service that puts a no-click info bar on your screen so that when you look at your phone, you see what's new and happening, or whatever you want to put on there. You go into Screen 3 and pick what you want to be up there, so when you open your phone, you see what kind of news or sports scores or whatnot that you want. The V3X includes Bluetooth, a 2.0 megapixel camera, real-time two-way video calling, still and moving image capture, Screen 3, no iTunes, but I think that having video calling can outweigh only a basic MP3 player. I'm not sure about this, but I'm pretty confident that the V3X with video calling, I think you have to be talking to another person with video calling, or maybe you can do the webcam thing. I haven't really looked that much into it. I will, so in a future podcast. let's see. The Razr Z is Motorola's take on a sliding Razr. Now, there has been lots of speculation about a sliding Razr coming out, and there's been prototype things that people have put together and crap like that, but now they actually have it. It was just introduced in Korea, and the Koreans did not like it. They said it was too big for their hands, and that Westerners would like it better because our hands are bigger, I guess. I don't know. They admit they're small. I kid. Let's see. It's not that the phone itself is thick or heavy, just wide, like the Razr V3. It's just a wide phone, like the E8, 15, stuff like that. It's just a widescreen, wide phone. I like that. I mean, it's very unique. The original Razr was also somewhat wide, but has a unique thinness. That's the sentence I just said. Sorry. I type these up like right before I do the podcast so that I know what I'm going to say. So if it sounds like I'm reading, I really am, but I didn't like steal it off websites. The Z has a 1.3 megapixel camera, MP3 player, and the same basic features as the original Razr, like Bluetooth and whatnot. Moving on to the W220. The W220 is a cheap model of the Razr. Just put simply, it's cheap. Like, it's for people who don't want to spend an arm and a leg on a Razr V3. So they get the V220. It's thin, you know, it's got that, you know, sexy, thin appeal. It doesn't have any superb standout features, but it still contains the Razr's form factor. It lacks an external color ID, which I think is a handy feature, but my last Motorola phone had one, and it broke right after I sat on it. Like, I didn't even, like fall down or anything. I just sat down on the cement steps, and it, like, cracked. It was in my butt pocket. But, I mean, it was just a cheap V188, so I didn't expect much. Instead of having an external color ID, the V220 has a set of three icons that display message, waiting, battery strength, and call status. They're, like, really bright. They look kind of cool. I like it. Let's see. It has no MP3 player, but it does have a WAP 2.0 compliant browser, alarm clock, MMS, SMS, multimedia messaging, and short messaging. and then it has NSM messaging. NSM messaging is a new kind of SMS messaging, I guess. I don't know. I haven't found much or looked up a lot on it. I tried right before I started the show, but I'm not sure. I'll talk about it in a later podcast. Anyways, if you like the Razer, you may also like some of the other phones that I talked about in this podcast. Many of them you can buy now, right now, online, like through lostmyphone.com or my cool cell or whatnot. Just look it up. Usually they're around $200, $300, but they're nice and they're unlocked, so you can basically use them with anyone. Well, you can. I'm not sure about data, though. I think T-Mobile can load their T-Zone software, like OTA, over the air to you. Not sure. I'm pretty sure Singular can, too. Singular just rolled out high-speed data, so they should be able to do about just about anything. Anyways, I'm Daniel with Mobile Buzz, and you can reach me at mobilebuzz@podomatic.com, and that's email. And then my other email is razoredge, razoredge@gmail.com. The website is mobilebuzz.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts, drop me an email or a comment on the website, and I will reply or start a new podcast. Thank you. The